Welcome back to Indianapolis. I'm Chris Hall from Broncos TV. This is Broncos TV On Site with Greg Caldwell. It's day three of the scouting combine, and today defensive linemen and linebackers came through the room and took their turns at the podiums. That means the podium right over Gray's shoulder. That is where Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o met the press. And Gray, I think everyone in this room was present for his press session.
Yeah, I mean, we've been coming here for a few years, and we've seen some big press conferences. Cam Newton recently. This really topped them all. I'm pretty sure everybody in the entire room was gathered around for Te'o's press conference, and they didn't skip a beat. They jumped right into asking him about the online hoax that he dealt with, and he really took those questions head on and was really honest and open, and I think ultimately had a lot of this room on his side, frankly. And he said, part of the good part about this is that it is the NFL scouting combine. This is about football. And he's finally, you know, he's going to have to address it with teams. But in these 15-minute interviews, he said maybe that's 30 seconds and 14 and a half minutes is about football. And that's what he's most looking forward to.
Yeah, and his presser went about 14 and a half minutes. And he said he has moved on and was even able to laugh off the fact that when someone asked if there's any teams that hadn't asked him about the incident, he said, no. They've all asked about it, but he's trying to get past it. He's trying to move on. Here's Te'o explaining how he explained the whole situation to teams when he meets with them before and after workouts.
They've all just wanted to know from my. They wanted to hear from me what the truth was, and they haven't really said anything about it affecting me. Some guys just, you know, we had just talked. I briefly described for 30 seconds, and the next 14 minutes was just all plays and, you know, just getting down to business. So that's how I prefer it to be.
Do you worry about how you'll be treated if whatever team drafts you, how you'll be treated in the locker room, and if you'll have trouble assuming the leadership role?
No. I think, you know, I've learned to I learned the difference between the things I can control and the things I can't control. And hopefully, you know, by doing the things I can control well, I'll have more favor in the other category. But you know, whatever team I go to, I'm just going to be me. I'm going to work hard. You know, just do my best to, you know, help the team win. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Again, that was Manti Te'o earlier today from that podium behind Gray. And while Teo's presser was the draw, why everyone was here, the big fellows also came through, the defensive linemen, and maybe a position group fans are paying attention to this offseason.
Right. For the Broncos, Kevin Vickerson and Justin Bannon, two guys that started at D-tackle for the Broncos, they're said to become free agents.
Right.
So it could be a position Denver's going to keep its eye on. And frankly, it's one that NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock said might be one of the deepest of the entire draft. So it's a fun group to kind of hear what some of these guys had to say today.
Yeah, and here's a few of them from these podiums talking about how they're getting ready for this weekend and what the next few weeks will be like leading up to the draft.
Yeah, first question is explain why you're here. Like, how did you come over here? And that takes like a long 10 minutes just to like try to explain everything in, like, in a fast pace. And then like it's like when you have 5 interviews in a row and you have to explain the same story, I'm forgetting all these key moments in my life. But Just trying to explain and see how passionate I am about this game, and that I made a lot of sacrifice, left my country, my family, my girlfriend, she's my wife today, just to be here and just pursue this dream.
What I'm really looking forward to do is run my 40. I've been working on it, not for long, but I've been working on it. And just my L cone. So I'm just patiently waiting for Monday to come, going through the process, enjoying everything that they're throwing at me.
Sharif and Star, real good D tackles. I like the way I stand up to them and I stock up to them. I like my draft stock versus their draft stock. And I think it's all an even playing field for anybody. And it's splitting hairs, really, is all what you're looking for and what you want for us, who you want on your team, basically, and if you like them in your private interviews.
After I get done with this combine, I'm going to start working on dropbacks, start working on DB drills as well as linebacker drills. Since my footwork has increased, my confidence has, and I think it's time for me to take my game to the next level. Hand in the ground, as well as pass rush move, and being an agile rushing linebacker.
That'll do it for today's BTV On Site with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for watching. Tomorrow, Sunday, defensive backs will come through this room. The last position group the press will talk to, however, hopefully, Utah defensive tackle star Lotulelei will come because he didn't make it up today. He was busy. Hopefully he talks tomorrow, and if he does, we'll put it on DenverBroncos.com. Thanks so much for watching, and plenty more from the Combine on Sunday.